I'll call the order. It's a city work session.
Brian, present.
And Dennis Scott here, present. We have a full forum tonight. Members, student rep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get to that, I'd like to say our student rep from high school, Kate Renos, and he's been added to items. Do we have any? And this is the first comments. Anybody got anything to say before we get started?
The updates, I believe I have been asked to focus on in particular is the BioGreen project and maybe a couple additional projects. So as far as BioGreen, water and wastewater services agreement has been fully executed by BioGreen, the county, and the city. So congratulations to you all. The addendum to the option agreement with BioGreen in Deschutes County has also been executed. And within that option agreement, I included language concerning the county's approval and acceptance of not only the water services agreement, but also the restoration agreement. So if you'll recall, there were three. That restoration agreement is that, we'll call it the cleanup agreement that applies in the event that BioGreen were to shut down. The county approved that as well. And interestingly enough, and I think this is a pat on all of our backs, if you'll recall, we were having some difficulty because cities aren't faced with these issues all the time. We really had to grab at straws, so to speak, to try to develop a restoration agreement that, for all practical purposes, met our expectations, but also satisfied the state regulations that would otherwise apply if they were a site-certified project. I received feedback. They liked the agreement. They said that's exact, well, these are my paraphrased words, but essentially that's exactly what they'd want to see in the agreement, and more or less gave us a pat on the back and said, good job. So congratulations on that front. Next steps, we need to pursue the exemption from the public procurement process. We'll need to initiate that process towards the end of this next month. With the expectation in January, the council will be presented with the exemption. The drafts have already been circulated to staff and BioGreen. In fact, we got drafts out to BioGreen along. The other piece there is the option agreement. As we all know, this project doesn't go anywhere unless they exercise their option. And under the terms of the option agreement to purchase the real property, they need to exercise that option by April of 19. They do have a two-year extension option should they desire to extend it for two additional. I will, of course, be in contact with BioGreen. I'm sure you all, Melissa, you'll be in contact whether or not they're going to exercise it, I would assume, by January or February. Wouldn't you, Dennis? I mean, you've had quite a...
Well, you know, I just talked to Rob Grover.
Move forward. Yeah, so the prevailing wage issue is an issue for them ultimately to address and resolve.
Right. But they want a resolution from us.
No, that's the public contracting exemption. That's okay. What I just mentioned. Okay. So we are going to pursue that. And again, I've already drafted the documents. They already have them in their possession. They've had them for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
We'll move that forward. We'll initiate our notice requirements in the month of December, so next month, with the expectation that the council would presumably adopt it, meaning exempt it from the procurement standards in January, your first meeting in January. And we'll be in close contact with Melissa and, of course, BioGreen as we go through that process.
Because they need to be informed on all this.
So next steps, assuming the option is exercised, we'll start developing those supplemental water and wastewater procedures that were contemplated in the agreement. And Jake, you'll remember, this is basically our procedures, our joint procedures, policies as it relates to utilizing their facilities versus our facilities, the supplemental services. We'll also be developing a right-of-way agreement, and this again is right before construction then begins. The right-of-way agreement, as you'll recall, concerns our ability to access their premises, and similarly, their ability to access our premises in right-of-way for purposes of their facility. All of this, their construction, I have no idea when they're going to commence construction. Again, we don't necessarily when they're going to initiate the option, but my sense is that if they were to exercise the option in April, we're looking at just starting to develop these maybe towards the tail end of then.
So they have to get started.
Pretty quick. When they exercise the option, if and when they exercise the option, we'll come back and we'll give you all a timeline, a better understanding. That's it. That's BioGreen.
Well, let's
I don't have to give you additional updates if you all don't want them.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so just be prepared that in December, it's possible that you'll be presented with a new wireless tower ground lease. Remember, Corey broached that issue with you all last month, I believe. Mm-hmm. Basically, the negotiations have gone relatively smooth. We've got two issues remaining. What's wrong, Stu? Two issues remaining, and that is the true-up provision and the rent escalation. So a rent escalation means that after each year, there is an increase in rent, increase that the tenant has to pay us. There's been some negotiation, some pushback as to what the appropriate percentage is, whether it's based upon CPI, Consumer Price Index, or a set 3%. That's issue number one. We have a conference call, as an aside, on Thursday or Friday. The issue is a true-up provision. And a true-up provision operates similar to an escalation, but it applies upon the expiration of the lease terms. So in this case, illustrative purposes, let's say we had a 5-year lease term with two extension options of 5 years each. The theory is, or the way these work is, after 5 years, if they exercise the extension, you go through a process of determining what the fair market rental value is. And that sets the baseline for your rent escalations going forward. You do it again if the second extension is exercised. There's questions as to whether or not we should have a fixed sum as it relates to the true-up or go through some type of appraisal process. Again, it's all part, it could go either way. And then finally, the issue is co-location. A lot of these cell tower site leases have provisions, and you were copied on these emails, if I recall correctly, these leases have the opportunity for, in this case, the city, to receive a percentage of the gross revenue that is coming in from a third party. Let's just say it's a Verizon tower. AT&T wants their dishes to the tower, and AT&T is paying Verizon $1,000 a month. And let's say that's all for illustrative purposes, again, their revenue. We would take, perhaps, if we set our fee, our revenue at 25%, we would take 25% of that $1,000 or $250. So this particular gentleman hasn't seen that type of co-location, so he says, arrangement in his prior lease agreements. I can tell you, we negotiate these all the time, and they're in there. And the one that we just finalized, or in the process of finalizing for another city, it's in there. The one that I finalized not too long ago for another city, it's in there. It's a good revenue. And then finally, there's other projects, but the bigger ones is the URA grant program agreement that we're working with Melissa to develop. We're working on, of course, the employee handbook, the social media policy, and perhaps most importantly, or from a time-sensitive standpoint anyway, most eminent is the temporary easement documents. That document, a revised, more polished version of that document, will go out to lots of progress on our end.
Yeah, good.
Questions for me?
Yeah, council. Yeah.
So it's no different than what we've discussed before. We've discussed us leading a recruitment effort, and that's consistent with the documentation that you have or received last week. You have the option of pursuing a consultant to retain and have them steer the ship. At our first meeting, October 25th, we discussed that. Corey obtained a bunch of proposals from individuals that were actually discussed and circulated at our last meeting, and it looks like they're in the agenda again today. And then, of course, you always have the, as we did with respect to Corey, you always have the ability to hire within as well. Those are three of the more obvious options, perhaps. Now, when we discussed yesterday, there was we obviously reached a point where we thought it'd bring on the incoming counselors to get or receive their input, and that's what we're doing today. So I presume that you all have had an opportunity to review kind of us leading our recruitment effort, more or less, those materials that I gave you last week. You've reviewed the proposals. It's open for discussion. Ultimately, what I need, or what I would be asking of you all, and perhaps staff would be as well, is let us know what direction you want to go, and then we'll put forth or ultimately implement the direction that you decide to go.
Called me on it and said, only my opinion, and I just want to get that over it, but we have the ability just to appoint somebody.
Legal process is Of course, there are fair hiring requirements at the last meeting were reviewed with you. The predominant focus of that is to ensure that you have met the statutory prereqs. My only point, what I made at the last council, we're going to go through a full-blown recruitment effort. And that applies, this would apply regardless if you use a consultant to do it or you do it internally, that you comply with the procedures because, in my opinion, the most effective way to interview your top candidates often, you can provide that candidate, remember, some protection as it relates within. We did that with Corey. You all, many of you, were involved in that process as well.
So I did comment on this. I just want them to know up front.
Rather hire within, to be honest with you.
Hire a committee within the city and also have ourselves a little opposed to just going directly hiring within. I'm more apt to go out and have her apply, just as our cities have spent on that. And I think that we should.
Paul, yes. They're the ones that are going to have, not this council, the next council. They're the ones that started the process, which is our responsibility.
Thinking back, when Wirt first came out, far and above anybody else, and we hired Rick, and one of his jobs when we hired had to find us another city manager. And at that time, we went through the process again. And we had Roger and one other guy was the lead. They came up, they had several applicants. If I remember right, it was five possible candidates. Three separate committees. One was had a counselor on it. Three committees interviewed each one of the candidates the same way. After the interviews, they all came together. And it was unanimous, all three of the committees picked the same person. It was Steve. And guess what? Steve came on board. He hired somebody that was not too qualified to do our books and records, and he didn't last very long. So we went out and hired Rick to come back as an interim, and there was no search or anything for Rick at that time. And Corey came into the picture, and he became, and thought that he was capable. He just moved him in without any, actually. So I look at it, right now we've already agreed back to that point right now. In my opinion, we've already agreed to put her in as an interim city manager, her and to the council, to say, Melissa, job. And at that time, the council would make up their mind, qualified or not. Now, if I remember right, within 6 months, wasn't there? I think there was agreement. I don't think that review ever happened to you. And at that time, Melissa was supposed to, that didn't happen. So in my opinion, I think that we ought to give Melissa at least 90 days prior.
Take care of both sides.
I mean,
well, yeah, let me just ask you this, Jeremy. Is it going through any of the process of...
Along those lines, and if, in fact, at the end of the 90 days, there was an effort or not, you could just do that and see what happens. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, the only thing I'm getting at is why
you have to. You wouldn't
have to do that.
Yeah.
So, okay.
My opinion on this is that Melissa already at this little one position, either city manager or city planner. They can handle the job of being city planner or city manager on a, whether we want to say a trial basis, a probationary basis, whatever terminology you want to use. I thought a bad thing, because then it allows the council to review her after a duration of time. And also, since she knows a city planner's job, that we would not only be saving money on the search and the consult, also feel that, like in any situation, that everybody gets a chance to advance themselves. You know, you don't all making and having somebody that lives within the city. Although the my opinion would be that I think that the council benefits.
Introduce yourself, Mike Shields.
I would like to say I've read through all the proposals that
Michael Harper, new councilman. I was more given a lot of responsibility. For both roles, which
it's a prereq as it relates to a formal recruitment effort.
Corey did say times that if he wasn't several times, I know I heard him say it.
Right. You know, we gotta come to some her. Maybe she won't want her. You know, so go ahead. That's already been decided for the interim. Because there's a lot of stuff that's gonna happen.
I'm extreme. Then a hiring process takes another 9 months. So that if we need to hire a planner, we can be doing so 3 months and not 6 months from now in the middle of the construction season.
So that brings us, forget it. So it says she'll be an interim?
She'll be without a city plan.
Right, but that's over.
No, but yeah, and start the construction season, you're looking.
Has the option to hire or remove a.
You asking me, Don?
Well, I'm asking.
Yeah, so basically the if you were to make that appointment today, it would obviously roll into December. You'd make that agreement. The standard is if it's a for-cause termination, you could terminate immediately and usually fire notice requirement.
Well, you don't have that
option. I don't have that option. I have no difficulty in appointing Melissa as the get on with business of getting a full-time.
I come from the school of you hire slowly and fire.
I beg to differ.
Oldest counselor here.
Don's pretty darn close.
Well, yeah.
Like, you know, I didn't like inheriting what has gone into this city. This is, you know, from what I've seen, is very qualified. So I would. I guess that's what I mean. That is, well, whatever it is. That's what I don't want to happen to Melissa by putting her in that position.
My experience with Melissa, I have found her
throughout a probationary period, you know, whether she's.
It's a firm that we hired.
Just a firm, okay.
Yeah.
Hire somebody for the plan.
Like the probationary period, just the 90-day. So that would be.
Sounds like what the consensus is leaning towards, hiring her in the permanent city manager position capacity. Steps would be that we would present, put some emphasis or focus based upon all this collective feedback on the performance. And after that 90-day time frame, if the satisfaction, then the council would have the ability to pursue other. I would suggest, though, legal advice, that you also within that in another 90 days, because 90 days is a very short, in particular for these gentlemen here that are just coming on board. It's going to be, I mean, we all know there's catch up, right? To just get your feet on learning the ropes of a council member. Melissa is still learning the ropes. It might be the fairness to both parties, both the city and Melissa, that if there's indifference, you don't want to force the council to make a decision that perhaps effectively, if there's an impasse or you just aren't ready to make a decision, you could extend it another 90 days and then make the decision. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes
evaluation.
Evaluation.
We would do it, that's up to the council, but the standard protocol or practice for a city manager position would be the council. And normally that evaluation is conducted in an executive. With that particular executive session, is the prerequisite is really giving Melissa the opportunity to have or closed session, i.e. executive session, and I've yet to have a situation where someone wanted their performance evaluation. No, that would be at the end of the 90-day period.
At the end of the 90.
Yes.
With a possible extension.
Another 90 days.
90 days.
That's
if
correct.
It was required.
That's correct. And in the interim, again, the assumption is Melissa and the...
I agree with that process.
Trying to do that check that you...
He can give his opinion, but he doesn't vote. I'm sorry, Trent.
It's a
darn it. But
so
it's 3 months, so I guess
that's
let's go with those
yep.
terms.
Sounds
move ahead on that, and then.
So Dennis, will you? I can work with you
yeah,
on some
definitely.
Of the details, okay, in the interim, and so I will present a draft to the council for approval at your December meeting, right?
December 12th.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Question. So the draft is going to be presented to us December 12th.
No, it'll be in your meeting packet in advance of the meeting.
It'll be voted on December 12th.
That is correct. Okay. Unless you all tell me differently, but that's what I'm anticipating.
Right. Is the new council, I know you really don't have an opinion right now, but is that agreed?
She doesn't have a say or anything. We
it's her life, that's all.
Where's your meeting?
like.
Are you okay with that, Bob?
Yeah, I'm a little.
Have that extension that we discussed.
At the December.
At the December meeting as well.
Yeah.
They'll presumably go back to back. I don't know if that was necessarily finalized. Obviously, that was discussed. You guys can discuss it further in December.
Well, first of all, is to get her on board for interim and 9 people.
It's from when Corey left, nothing before.
You can certainly reach out and have a more pointed discussion or meet that the city presumably.
Yeah, I mean, I'm presuming that I'll still be able to.
Just wasn't sure if we extended it enough, knowing. Because we extended it, but we extended it and we cut it way, way back.
Well, we cut it back.
And then we added that on, but.
But she was never actually, hopefully that won't be a long period of time.
Right.
Right now we're saving money because we aren't paying Corey. It's a business.
Yeah.
No, we're just extending my contract with the fire.
So
I think we're all set.
One point of clarification, compensation. I need to know that we are going to apply Corey's, or are we gonna, that's not a decision I can make.
Okay.
About it and get back to me?
Well, no, I mean, I'm gonna do it in open.
Okay.
You know, but I'd say for the 90 days.
Well, we're bound by the 90 days.
Right.
And we already approved the $1,000 increase.
Right.
So 90 days, that's gonna be up to the new council.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can do that.
And just so that puts her mind at ease.
We
don't know. We don't know that.
That's gonna be there.
That's up to the council.
Yep.
They can pay her $50,000 more than that if they want.
So what I will do is I will draft it in such a way that during this probationary, what she is making now plus an additional $1,000 a month, over into the, a permanent position, a continuation. At that, we have no choice, so, because you can't talk salary in the executive session.
And it's public.
$1,000 a month, Don.
$75, I think that's.
That's just, part of you suffering through 3 months of.
That's plus that.
Receiving $1,000 a month. What I was just saying is, in Melissa's position, $1,000 a month, and her interim was until we found a full-time person. So because we utilized the probationary period, we're gonna be on probation for that 90, we'll pay her the $1,000 a month, and then upon whatever the council says.
You wanna leave it open on.
For the 90-day period of probation is over.
Since it's on that point then, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good, thank you all, appreciate it.
Okay, the clock ticks off at 7:06. Do we pay for your ride home tour or not?
Oh, goodness, drive careful. Thank you, I will.
Thank you for your input, Jeremy.
Yeah, you bet.
I appreciate. Even though we have our little battle calling.
I appreciate being involved.
Okay. You know, you're getting paid, so put that. Show us speak first, Roger. Okay, what we're gonna discuss now is economic development and a replacement for, give the council a little bit more of an input. A big crowd here, you know.
Yeah, so guess for the record, we're saying we have, in the last time the presentation was in October of 2016, and that would have been from Jim, you know, frequently enough with our managers. That we're going to jump in on really this 5-year.
While they're getting this up here,
just the air, okay.
Did I go too many?
No, you're good.
Okay.
So this is kind of the 13 to 18 program. This is a SLED, and then this is a SLED staff. Yes, that's 5 years and 4 managers. Nice representation from across the primary goals from that strategic plan that was developed, actually, 6 primary goals. So 3 of them are here. Kind of what you've got on the right are what the goals were and what the deliverables were. And this is what you've, at that point in time, you know, really compelling brand identity. I think we need some help from the help, some key metrics over that 5-year period. And lastly, the improve the business climate in the Thunder Roof area. That was the kind of crux of that, that, you know, multiple page slide, you kind of see where, what happened with those. So for the first primary goal, it developed that brand and kind of get that out there. So when all those things, I didn't want to assume that you had.
I don't know. Have you guys all seen the video? The new
But please check it out. You know, get on the city's website. They're under economic development. You go, if you could go back in the backspace bar. We really have some success in that. You know, focusing on building employment and diversification, that's again the core of what EDCO does. Also, whatever you see in kind of in red, we missed the goal, and whatever we exceeded on SLED assist includes 121. Here are some of the projects. You're asking maybe what are those seven projects? Here are the company process with the city, with you know, making sure there's the demographic research on is there enough customer projects when this project started. We met with their, you know, okay, we have this idea of putting this track internally in EDCO on a quarterly basis for, it's on an annual basis, about $11,000 just for, you know, talk about return on investment, these are, you know. So that's on the business development side. Any advisory board members?
And when you look at 5 years ago,
We created the directory for the business service organization to be on a monthly basis or even on a quarterly basis, but certainly several times. Non-traded sector companies with a few of the projects. Off to someone and hope they fill it out. It's really sitting down with businesses. On number six, so was the improving business climate, including enterprise rural Deschutes County enterprise zone. Was off the page is that the new zone was designated in 2018, and a lot of you are some expanded areas here in Lafayette. Will last through 2028 for an extended range of both state and federal folks that we work with on here. Even believe it or not, your breweries are looking at even export. And maybe the next slide after this, more especially for the community area. Keep use the same. We're also getting to work with helping trailing spouses find gains. A lot of behind the scenes work that made went into making that happen. So. And then I maybe one of the last slides about kind of the permanent county thing, unless the building is built and people are, or if it's just casual interest, it's a lead and we don't put it in. All these projects are going to come to fruition in this time frame. There's an interest in industries, it's not just one sector, it's energy, beverage. Here, you've got a decision to make about an organization that serves the Tri-County area. Pull from when this happened over 5 years ago, so we'd like you to help us do that. So I want to make sure it's clear that they're 100% to support you on that. But I don't want to. At the end of the day, you kind of got four choices. Program as it is with EDCO, three-quarter time, a whole system when you're hiring people. We do try to hire. Last one is invest in making a current program with EDCO full time. We're prepared to do that. And I've got revenue from SLED events. This is primarily the SLED annual luncheon. Over $62,000 for this current fiscal year, which we're, what the budgets are for full time programs in the other communities. So it's an entirely different scenario for each of those. And then if you were to look to say, well, what does it cost? It includes benefits, retirement, health care, health insurance. Include salary that breaks out of that, since you've been talking about salary tonight.
It's membership support is, and really it's the group going out.
We have a big drought and saying, oh, well, what's your year over year return? It could be.
A comment that was said 2 weeks ago in our last meeting is you brought up
Ryan, you know, he reached out to bigger companies. And so it's not just the plan. Up to the next council decide whether
marketing would help. A little more marketing, a little more getting out of
the turned, or if we ask some of our local realtors to help us, especially on selling the industrial lands out there and helping, trying to find businesses that might purchase that land and put a business in.
You don't see them going to other places around the country, but they do assist. The assist that he's talking about when he
realize we're in cahoots with Deschutes County realtors, and I'll make one case there. A good friend of mine that had BMs and stuff, like these expensive BMs. So we aren't getting the word out. I mean, so yeah. Having it without the shoot card.
One of the issues we've heard, build the buildings for the need of the, that's something that the new council mayor, building we can lease.
Before we get into this too deep here, this is a presentation that came here tonight to
to let everybody know we're finding a way to do it, and everyone says that we just had a building. That's been talked about. The second thing I want to say, and this is a personal observation, he has a growing family.
Bottom line is, if we go full time, it's going to cost the city $35,000.
There's actually one other slide, so yeah. If you decide to keep the momentum going.
If you had any comment about the realtor aspect of it.
So that's up to our new city manager is putting it on the, gives you more than what I've ever known.
On that board as well, so
right.
We
worry you're going to have to pick positions.
That would go to the movies right. As well. So, and as
movies. It is a movie sometimes. Anyways, I just hope that you
well, and one thing I would caution the new council is, and I kind of report back to the council, don't let the mayor do it. I like Dennis do it. You need to have that representative. In this report, I've heard people say, what are we getting for our money? Are we getting a return?
Because it's hard getting everybody together because we're all running our business.
I mean, for what you're putting in, what the city is putting businesses in, like Andy said, it's the same business as a new council, and that's why I'm glad they're here, but I also want they haven't been informed. And that's my fault. Well, that's darn it, because, you know, I kind of let it slide because the mayor was gone.
Well, and that's the number one thing, I think, a dozen times. Regular report.
Yeah, regular report.
We don't want to take up any more of your time. I think it's
good luck.
I do something. You know, we do get something for our dollar. So, and it won't happen in the next month.
See what goes on for the rest.
Let's go on to number 9, discussion.
We'll get this on December 12th.
Okay.
Yeah, with those two changes. That's it.
Okay, that's it on there. Let's discuss the
COIC agreement is for when you had the Oregon's Kitchen Table and they did the, I believe it was part of the, and this is going to get flipping. There's money on the table still left from survey.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's 10,000. And right. So to get our 10,000 that they've designated with can be engineering for the transit, they we're going to apply that 10,000 to it. So don't know.
Center.
Yeah.
The design of the
transit. The changes with staff recommendation that they made, they're very, very minor. Electric fences. We had, by allowing the RV, you're allowing that actual medical hardship qualify to get that RV off. It's an easier.
I guess I'm still having an issue, probably. So what
you can put a manufactured home on a piece of property right now if there's enough square footage.
But this would be if there wasn't enough square footage.
No, this is only for a medical hardship. They're allowing, you're allowing RVs. They allow RVs for medical hardship.
But I know for a fact that they have allowed manufactured homes.
So, no, I think you can do either.
Both of you are saying switch just to RV.
To just allow, they want a manufactured home, they
have
can
to go through the building
well,
process.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, it's still not okay.
Yeah. And on the 12th, you guys can hash that out. And talk
okay.
About. I'm just
no, she's no. Saying no. That's what she's
it,
not saying.
If they qualifications, they can do either or.
Nope.
Permitted or grandfathered. So right now, the way the code reads, the new code, policy question at this point for you. Do you want them, if you're going to allow them, where would you allow them? What makes sense? And,
it's a public hearing, and there you expect.
That hearing on the 12th. I mean, you can. Well, we kind of are. it's a.
No, we want to allow.
If you like, subject to 12.02 or whatever, approval based on those changes,
okay.
And then we go to change. Ordinance would come later, though, at probably in January, because at that point, I'm going to check on that, because I think if I can, I think, well, making those changes in the motion kind of.
We're seeing is what the planning
yes, which they approved everything, but those three things I mentioned were the changes. Oh, I have one more, sorry. Do you all want hard copies of the code? It's online, but no, it's only this thick. Kareem, it's 300 pages.
Well, I think this is
an important question.
I can't see you.
I'm going to make an appointment with Melissa about our wrecking yard.
Okay.
Nice.
We've got people living in some abandoned cars.
I'll prepare for battle.
Okay, good. Hey, that's it. I think we had it extremely tonight, but anyway, any public comments? Two. Nothing? Staff comments? Start with you, Melissa. Any staff comments?
So I met up today. I got a couple things I'm going to hit on. The staff went around, they were getting a little confused on what our projects were doing. Charity with our projects. They're very much on board with what we're doing.
That's nice.
I almost took up cookies today, but I decided not to.
Specifically water
we're looking at. Because most of the wastewater components we know that are going to be on our own property.
Okay.
That's how we changed it to put on our own well site.
Right.
To get away from, so that's the avenue we wanted to go. I'm going to be in training next week. I got some operators continuing another deal today. We did. I told you about the field trip a couple weeks ago we were going to do. Did a field trip today with LaPlante Elementary. I took a fifth grade class.
Whoa.
I had 20,
I
had 25 students in the class with me. They're doing a study on how to do sampling. I said, well, I could take some kids out sampling. So I took them up to the well site, as you're going to see up here. I had 25 kids in my well house. I had a teacher, a bus driver, a couple of my workers, and a person from Deschutes Water Council. I had the kids, they're studying pH and nitrates right now. I gave them a good overview about what our water system does, what it is. We had a really good time today. A lot of the kids had a good time. I let them interact. I had them pulling water samples. I showed them how I do it, and I had them pull water samples.
Is that why I didn't have any water?
Right.
Sweet.
I explained to him our new telemetry and how it works, how we can monitor and look at things from our generation is very, you know, tech savvy. I took him out to our monitor wells out in our hay field to see what our environment has on groundwater, specifically with our treatments. We discharge wastewater onto our hay field and how it can affect the groundwater that's only 12 foot at this well site. Questions? Nice. Encourage a lot of kids to ask questions. I'm going to do a follow-up. Tomorrow, I'm going to be in the classroom for an hour. I'm going to ask them questions about what they learned today. We're going to do so how we can figure out how much water is in that tank. That's all I got. This is something I've wanted to do since I've been here for almost 3 years now, is to do some kind of field trip with the schools. I'm in public works, Russ can remember that. And finally, just getting around to it. Saw an opportunity, running with it. I think it's going to turn into something more than that. I think the school's going to have us do more of these, I envision. Which is totally fine with me, because I like dealing with kids.
Our student on council wants to join you.
Yeah. I even thought about like the high school to do like public works training.
You're done. Tracy, got anything?
Okay, just a couple things quick. Just your laptops to the December 12th meeting so we can get those signed back. So the official election results from the county are here.
Would it be a two council?
Yes.
Okay. That was a total system.
Yeah. 15.
Yes. Yeah. Everything is as it was.
Yeah. Good. Okay, council comments. Let's start with our student rep.
Not really, but we do have a wrestling duel.
Jungle.
Close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something with wild animals.
Yeah. Yeah, I've gone to the last two, and it was.
They do an amazing job.
Yeah, absolutely worth my time. So.
Okay, for the new council, will be in here. Give here next year.
Yeah, I'll be here through this year, and then.
Okay, Stu, you have anything to say?
Simba.
Lion King.
Baloo is Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to sing the song for you?
No, I'm not going to sing. Another event that's coming up that's dear to my heart is the 15th at the Senior Center. Honor our wrapped up in it because that industrial park is doing that beat up today already for 2 hours. That is all.
I have it in my car. I just forgot to bring it in.
How things go, and to try to help them.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm glad we started this because I don't think we've had this before. We're again, I forget about this, I forget about that, I forget about. We've done an awful lot of stuff, you know. We got the sign up. We got the electricity in. Don't tell the county how much lights we're going to have on their circuit, but there's going to be a few. We got a few people from the.
Oh, you're talking about. I thought about like.
The one tree out there next to me.
It's. Yeah. It was a debate between.
You're talking about the little tree.
Yeah, it just didn't happen. The chamber wanted it and lighted. They wanted the old tree. They said they were going to take care of it. Well, she's left. I'm not getting an argument with her. Forget it.
Another argument.
So we'll let Dan handle that from now on.
If one of our plows were to accidentally make it a corner.
They have to go up on the new curb.
I can't believe we built a sidewalk around a diseased tree, but hey, that's it. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting.
Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Second.
So.